Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Network exists to assist you, the individual business owner, in your efforts to reach the next level of service and growth. We have some powerful resources in Chicago. Open the door to opportunity at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com. Enter. There is no charge. At chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com, we are here to network. Are you? Join us today and touch the world. Hundreds of members are waiting to connect. Chicago's Black Business Network is dedicated to the legacy of the late Mayor Harold Washington. Let us not forget his service to the city of Chicago.
Where we long cannot earn.
upset. In all in home, only sorry.
Welcome to Chicago's Black Business Network.com on Blog Talk Radio for Tuesday, September 29th, 2009. This is your host, Sonia Perdue. This is a CBBN on Blog Talk Radio show, and we are a promotional tool for the members of Chicago's Black Business Network.com. Currently, our organization has more than 500 members. CBBN on Blog Talk Radio is designed to share information about our members and their products and services with you, the Blog Talk Radio audience, and the world. We're growing stronger every day. Our website in this show is dedicated to the first black mayor of Chicago, Harold Washington. It is our way of giving respect to his memory. After the introduction, you are listening to Negus DeWitt, who is a member of Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com, and that song was People in My Neighborhood. And that is exactly what it's coming down to here in Chicago and around the world. It is the people in the neighborhood bringing us down, and it's going to have to be the people in the neighborhood to put a stop to it. I'm going to be on my soapbox just a few minutes here. We are expecting Tori Muhammad, who is the founder of Being Soup Times and the author of How to Succeed in Hard Times. We're also expecting Kenya Renee, who is the writer-producer of The Cycle, which is scheduled for performance at the Museum of Science and Industry on October the 10th. But I just wanted to say a few words before we get started, and then we're going to have an enjoyable evening, about the people in the neighborhood. The people in your neighborhood are drug dealers and users. And we're not speaking absolutes, but we're speaking a percentage that is too high. It could be your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, whoever it may be. You need to report them. You could save their lives. You need to seek assistance for them. We have a tendency. I live in a community. I live in Morgan Park. We have a tendency to let things go on and on and on and on until they escalate. These problems get worse. These people don't get better. They get worse. We are very tolerant of drugs in our community. We're tolerant of child molesters to an extent that is ridiculous. You know who they are. When you don't stop them from molesting children, when you don't get assistance for them, they molest other children. You need to report the child molesters, wife beaters, and abusers. This could be your son, but if you raise him that way, then it's too late for him now. Get over it. We need to get them off of these women. We need to get both of them some assistance. Because beating a woman, that's a mental illness. That is a problem. Beating your children in that way, beating that woman, that's just disruptive to the whole family. They need healing. Need to report the rapists. And don't pretend that you don't know who they are, because you do know who they are. And when I say rapists, I'm kind of broadening that spectrum. Because when you're putting, when men, whomever it is putting their hands on people without their permission, that's an invasion and that's an assault. And it should not be tolerated. And we have to stop tolerating it, because what it does is it escalates. It moves to the next level, and that next level is usually violence when you don't stop the behavior. We need to stop the verbal abuse. When we let people verbally abuse us, when they verbally abuse you, whether it's your children, your husband, whoever it may be, physical abuse is the next step. Our young women are constantly being abused. They don't have to keep being called out of their name. And they're constantly being abusive as well. And you see it all the time.
We need to stop the young people in the France from standing out in front of your house cursing. And you need to stop standing out in front of your house doing it yourself. You pass by communities and it's just going all down the block. Like, that's normal behavior. People, that is not normal behavior. And if you're out there doing it, it's amazing that you're calling yourself an adult. You need to stop letting your children lay in bed when you get up and go to work. You look like a fool. They're simply your pimps. You're being pimped. Can you understand that? Why is your child or your children, in some cases, laying in the bed when you get up and go to work? And they're under 18. And if they're grown, they shouldn't be there anyway. They should be doing something else. How is your child not going to school and then you turn around, feed them, and put clothes on their back? If you can't tell your 14-year-old to 18-year-old what to do, then they need to feed, clothe, and shelter themselves. That's how I look at it. All of you may need professional help because we have a lot of mental illness in our community. We have a lot of dysfunctions in our community. I grew up in these communities, and we let it go on, and we do it without getting these people help. How can someone live in your home with you for 18 years and be stupid as a doorknob? That's a reflection on you. And I say this because I taught young people between the ages of 18 to 25. And I would sit at my desk and I would watch them and I would wonder, how did they get to be that age and how did they live that long without having some common knowledge or common sense, or at least what I thought was common knowledge? It was because of their parents. And these children were parents, and that was absolutely frightening, absolutely frightening. They got this way because they was living in the house with you, and for 18 years you failed to teach this child what they needed to survive in this world. Is your child in the foster care system? Is your child in jail? Then that's on you. You had a long time to straighten that out. I asked my aunt last year, where was my 16-year-old cousin? She said he was out there somewhere. And that adult in that room seemed to be concerned that he was out there somewhere. And I found it unbelievable. They seemed very unconcerned. They didn't know where he was, and this is what he did all the time. They had no idea where he was. He's an accident waiting to happen, you know. Getting information on jobs, training, and service programs for youth between the ages of 16 and 25 has become one of our major priorities. And I discovered that children are in the greatest danger, teenagers, between the time of 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Where is your teenager between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.? Where is your child between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.? These are not adults. These are children. And we're supposed to know where they're headed. And we're not supposed to know what they're doing. And it takes a lot of energy. But you know what? Mourning the death of your child is a lifetime. And it's a whole lot more energy than looking for them this week. Your child may not be doing wrong, but somebody out there may be doing dirt. And they may harm your child. You know who the gun dealers are. You need to turn these people in. I just had to stop and say these few things, and we're going to go on and have an enjoyable show. You can listen to Nugas DeWitt on our main page, People in Our Neighborhood. Thank you for your patience. I had to just to get that out of me. You're listening to Chicago's Black Business Network on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Sonia Perdue. Our guest this evening is Tori Muhammad, founder of Bean Soup Times and author of You Can Succeed in Tough Times. We're looking forward to working with Mr. Muhammad on some upcoming projects. Bean Soup Times is a Chicago-based need organization like Chicago's Black Business Network. We're hoping to have a few call-ins from members of Bean Soup Times and our network. We feel that this will provide an opportunity for both networks to connect and expand their own individual connections. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. As a matter of fact, our phone lines are full, and that's wonderful. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. You're welcome to leave your information in the chat room, leave your website links in the chat room. That is how everybody connect. If you want to sign into Blog Talk Radio, you can leave us a message. If you want to speak with us or a guest, you have a comment, you'd like to participate, this is a member show. This is for you to call in and promote your products. You can press 1 and we will recognize you and bring you on the air. We're going to go to our phone lines. We're going to talk to our guests right after this message. This is Sonia Perdue. You are listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to listen to just a little music, and we're going to be right back with you. Thank you for joining us.
It's a people problem.
That's you,
people,
and me. It's so easy.
But we could solve this confusion if we tried instead of shooting. Plus, there's no excuse when we have mouths that could use them for apologizing and acknowledging fault instead of falsely accusing, making threats, shouting, and verbally abusing. You see, we could blame race because it's easy and it's legal, but the one common denominator, people, is people.
People.
It's a people problem.
People. It's people.
If you
open your eyes, you can see.
The problem is people. That's it. The problem is
people.
It's a people
problem. That's you and me.
If you open your eyes,
listen closely.
The problem is people. That's you and me.
And I'm sure you agree.
When there's love, you feel the other person's heart beat, and that heart becomes something that you want to take care of. And this is what we're lacking. The problem is not money or the lack thereof. The problem is people doing evil things to get it and evil things with it. Humility has totally left us. The reason I'm here is to help you, help me, help us. It's a people problem.
If you open your eyes, you can see.
The problem is people. That's you. The
problem is people.
It's a people problem.
If you
open your eyes, you can see.
Listen closely.
The problem is people. That's you and me.
And I'm sure
you agree. It's a people problem. It's simple and plain. People purposely impose upon others their misery and pain. Their primary motive and mission is to spread their anger and displeasure and to put other people in their position. They plot. They practice illegal tactics. They play a game of pretend. And the problem is not time. They have plenty of that to spend. The problem is people once again. It's a people problem.
If you open your eyes, you can see.
The problem is people. That's you. Listen closely.
The problem is people.
It's a people.
That's you and me.
If you open your eyes,
listen closely.
The problem is people. That's you and me.
And I'm sure
you agree.
Agree.
To some degree, we're all born equal. Then our thoughts, beliefs, and opinions are shaped and altered by guess who? You guessed it, people. And to say there's a drug problem without acknowledging the source won't help, because no drug can manufacture and ship itself. And the problem is not, I said not, the internet. The problem is people who neglect priorities and lack self-respect. And if it wasn't for people, there would be no war. Guns and knives are not killers. People are.
If you open your eyes,
the problem is people. That's you. Listen closely.
The problem is people.
It's a people problem. If you open your eyes,
listen closely.
The problem is people. That's you and me.
And I'm sure you agree.
We're back, and this is Sonia Perdue, your host. You're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. You are listening to one of my favorite performers, on Chicago's Black Business Network.com. That's Inspire. Inspire is out of Las Vegas, but he is a member of our network, and that's a people problem. You should go over to his page. His songs are just exceptional. Every one of them are exceptional as that one. I'm off my soapbox, but I just want to let you people know we have a people problem. We certainly do have a people problem. Our caller number is 347-326-9477. The chat room is open. Val Grant, who is the owner of By Design, who is also our co-host, she will be handling the chat room for us. I'm having difficulty pulling it up, but you know how to reach me. I'm on Chicago's Black Business Network.com, but Val is going to handle the chat room for us this evening. Our guest this evening is Tori Muhammad, founder of Being Soup Times. We're going to go and we're going to welcome Mr. Muhammad to the show. Tori, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. I am here. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
And I am doing wonderful. I'm motivated and inspired by the way you clean house a little bit earlier in the show, and I am ready to have some good discussion with you tonight.
Yeah, I could have went on, but you know what? I had to put on some brakes there for a minute. I said my switchboard is full. I said, you know what? I think I have to kind of cut that short a little bit. But no, I spoke with a young lady, Kenya Renee, who's on the line, and we're gonna go talk to Kenya this evening. You know, she's the writer producer of The Cycle, and we're gonna talk to her in a few minutes. But we were speaking of it, and I thought I needed to say something because she brought it up, and we had a discussion about it, and I know that everyone is, but it has to go beyond that. Let's take a few minutes first to tell us a little bit about what you do, and if I can ask you, before we discuss your book, I want to go to Kenya because she stopped the rehearsal to come here and talk to us. So, but first of all, I want you to tell us a little bit about you, and then we're going to talk to Kenya, and we're going to come back to you.
Okay, well, you know, I have no problem with yielding to the great, magnificent Kenya. So I definitely look forward to hearing about the what she's doing and planning for the play. I'm ready to enjoy it as well. So, but just real quickly, you know, as you said, I'm Tori Muhammad. I'm from Chicago, Lindblom alumni on 63rd and Walcott, and
right.
I am the chief marketing consultant for Being Soup Times, which is a popular media and marketing company. And we have an online community of more than 20,000 people. And we combine new and traditional media and marketing and PR strategies to create unique and affordable ways for folks to get their message out to Black consumers.
And this is the information that we need because, you know, we out here, we call ourselves marketing. We out here have no strategy. We out here. But we out here trying to do it, Tori. We out here trying to learn about it, you know. We trying. But there are specific ways to do it, and there are formulas, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And it's a right way, and it's a wrong way, and it's a way to do it without. As they say, what's it saying? Don't reinvent the wheel. Why should we?
That's right.
Because you did the book for us, so that's all we got to do. All we got to do is read the book. Don't reinvent the wheel, because that takes a lot of energy to learn it from yourself and learn it from scratch. And we don't have to do it. We don't have to do it. But we're gonna come back and talk about your book, and we're gonna talk about a few things here. This show is for an hour and a half. You know, we did the show last week, Tori, and I had scheduled it for a set time. I changed the schedule to 2 hours. We went on and on and on. I'll tell you about that show in a few minutes. But we're not going to hold you all night. We're going to let you do an hour and a half tonight, Tori. We're going to let you be with your family for a little while tonight. But our caller number is 347-326-9477. Our guest is Tori Muhammad, and founder of Being Soup Times. And we're going to come back to Tori, but I'm going to leave you on the line. I'm going to leave you open because I want you to, you know, to communicate with Kenya. Also, this is a shared experience. I'm going to go to the phone lines now. I'm going to welcome Kenya Renee. Are you on the line?
I am here. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you wonderfully. We're so glad to have you. How you doing?
I feel great this evening. I just really, really thank you so much, Sonia, for allow me to come on tonight.
That's not a problem. That That's not a problem. That beginning part was for you. You brought it all to my mind, and I had to say a few things. And I want to talk about what you're doing. Let's talk about you first. Say hello to Tori.
Hello, my friend Tori.
What's up, Queen? How are you doing?
I'm good. Tori has helped me so much. He actually is sending a blast out for me actually last week and this week and next week. So I definitely utilize his services so many times. He does such a great job.
That is so wonderful. That is so wonderful. Because, you know, I'm glad that we're here tonight. I'm glad that you said that because that's how it's supposed to be. That is exactly how it is supposed to work.
Well, the plan.
That's right. That's how it's supposed to be. Kenya, tell us about Kenya first, and then we'll go to the cycles. Tell us about you, young lady, and how you got into this industry.
All right. Well, I started off as an actress many years ago, and the more films and plays that I was in, the more I was feeling like kind of empty inside. It would just be so many projects I got involved in that just really had no substance. So, you know, I put the pen to the pad and I started, you know, writing. So I started writing plays and films and things of that nature. And so I said, you know, I can do this and I can write about things of great value that's going to help people, that's going to, you know, motivate us instead of like this filth and stupid crap that we have and that we watch a lot of times. You know, it's a lot of films and a lot of plays out here that's just so buffoonish, in my opinion. And it's okay to laugh, and in my opinion, black people, we just laugh. But sometimes we just really need to get a little bit more serious about certain things in our life.
Kind of, we lost the message along the way. Where is the message in the madness?
Right, there is no message. It's just nothing but buffoonish stuff. You could tell, like, with our music and things of that nature. And just to piggyback, like, off the things that you were just really so passionate about earlier, when we look at these kids, we must look at where they come from, because they didn't just start acting this way on their own. You know, we look at these kids like, these kids are these kids, but we aren't looking at the parents. And nothing beats good parenting. Nothing beats that, in my opinion. You know, when you talk about the violence and the verbal and mental abuse, well, we must look at, you know, what they are learning in their households. So that all comes to the reason why I wrote the play, The Cycle, and that's to break all of the negative cycles that we have in our family lives. You know, we have a lot of passed down things in our family lives that we really, really, truly need to break. So someone in that family line needs to make that firm decision that it stops here. And that's why I wrote the play, The Cycle.
So you wrote The Cycle, you were sitting up watching your family, our family, different families, and watching this acted out really in the families. And that's how you brought it to stage.
Oh, yeah, you know, when I just look at myself, you know, I may have not been in a family where it was drug abuse, but I might have been in a family where the women basically maybe didn't have a drive or, you know, it's just, you know, certain things that it's in everyone's family lines. You know, we all have stories to tell. So we all can just take a look at ourselves and say, you know what, well, what can I do to make sure that my daughter or my son does not follow, you know, in those same footsteps as I did, or maybe that my sister did, or maybe that my aunt did. What can I do that when they look at me, they see improvement in the family?
Okay. Now, you said that The Cycle, give them a little more about The Cycle, but you said to bring the mothers, the sisters, the cousins. Is it more female-oriented?
Well, this is actually a theatrical trilogy. So I've been running the same play, The Cycle Part 1, since 2005. So we've had the play at the Harris Casino in Joliet. We had it at the old Kennedy King College in Richardson Park in South Highland. So now we've been blessed to have it at the Museum of Science and Industry. So that's really a blessing. So the cycle part one is basically, it's for everyone. It's not a male bashing play. It is men in the play, but it's basically geared towards the cycle that our mothers pass down to us. So mother to daughter, granddaughter, great-granddaughter. And but, like, again, it's great for everyone because it is men in the play. So we just want, you know, women groups to come on out and see the production. Bring, you know, all of the women in your life. It's good for ages 13 and up. It is a teenage girl in the play, and that just shows how we must be careful in what we say and what we do around our teenage girls because they're actually listening to us. You know, you have that one teenager that's in the kitchen just listening to adult conversation, and we're just saying all type of stuff around our young girls, my family, and they're taking that stuff out into the street. So it's just great for all to come see ages 13 and up, and let's break the cycle together.
And we pretty much need a cycle for men, don't we?
Yeah, the cycle for men actually comes out in February. Now, that's a little bit hardcore for the men to really stand up and take control of your community. You know, it's a proven fact that, you know, we cannot raise men. It's just showing, you know, the men are in jail. We're left to, you know, raise these boys, and it's not working. So stand up, take charge of your community, stop the violence, stop these thugs from hanging on the street corner, you know, raise your children. I mean, it's going to be pretty hard on the brothers, but it's all in love. We love you. We need help.
And it needs to be said. It can't go unsaid. We can't worry about the feelings. We got people mourning their children. That's more difficult than somebody's feelings. It's much more difficult than that.
Yes,
the process repeated and repeated. We're not worried about the feelings. We're not worried about those who have to be taken out of society. At least I'm not. I'll speak for myself. Some people will have to be taken out of society. They will no longer be able to perform in society. They will not be able to live among us. Time we have to move on, and that's pretty much how it is. So tell us, give us an example of one of the characters. Can you tell us about one of the characters in the play?
Sure. So we have the main character, which is Bridget. She actually illustrates the effect of when a young lady is molested. So when we look at certain women, why they act a certain way out in the streets, kind of wild, street smart, you know, we just, you know, we really, really judge that person, but we do not know the path from which they come. And it is an effect of molestation. You know, one in every four women have been molested. You know, and we're it's a learned behavior, you know, and it's no fault from their own. And then, you know, we have a independent woman, we have the church-born woman, we have the married woman who has given up so much of herself for her family, but it's still something lacking within herself, you know, still a void there. And the church woman, we have her who walks that fine line between God and the world, so her punishment is pretty tough. You know, and so, you know, we just encouraging everyone to come on out. We have a young man in the play who, you know, a lot of women say they won't even listen to a man, but he gets to each one of those ladies and mentors them without them even really realizing it. So we want everyone to come on out Saturday, October the 10th at the Museum of Science and Industry. Tickets are $25, and when you buy three, you get one free. It's a 3 o'clock show, and it's a 7 o'clock show, and you can actually purchase tickets at the door. And Sonya, I think you're giving away some tickets, right?
We're giving away some tickets. Tori, do you have your tickets already?
I don't have them yet, but I'm gonna get them.
You don't get them? Well, we're gonna be sure that you get some. I'm gonna be sure that you get some tickets, you and Mrs. Muhammad. You send me a private email, and that's what we're gonna do out with Kenya.
Yes, we are.
You gotta be sure that you get some tickets and that we see you and your wife at the 3 o'clock performance of the cycle. Tell us about FAM Entertainment, Kenya. We're talking to Kenya Renee. Kenya Renee is the writer and producer of the cycle. The stage play, The Cycle, is scheduled for a performance on October the 10th at the Museum of Science and Industry. First, tell them how they can get the tickets and where they can call you. Then tell us a little bit about FAM Entertainment.
Okay, so again, they can purchase the tickets either at the door or they can actually call 773-406-7777. 763. Again, 773-406-7663. And we actually bring the tickets to you. And FAM Entertainment stands for Focusing on Achievement and Motivation Through Entertainment. So all of our projects, including any films, any school programs, any theatrical events, or even music events, will actually motivate and inspire everyone. So we'll always be positive and with a message. So when you leave the production, when you leave the film, it's always something that touches your heart. So that's what FAM Entertainment is. And we've actually been in existence since 2002.
That's wonderful. And we're going to have you back another time so that you can talk about some of the projects you're working on with FAM Entertainment and what you're doing with that organization. We're driven to get information about jobs, services, and programs for youth out here. You know, Kenya, I'm doing the show one day a week, but I keep saying I need to do another show, two shows, three shows a week on this information, get these youth, get the homeless ones off the street. If they need information, you know, and I just have to figure out how to get it out there more and more and more. And that's what we do. I mean, it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of work to do what we do and to do what you do and to come full circle with this play. How many times have you done the play in Chicago, The Cycle now, Kenya?
This will be our 11th time doing this production, and this is actually our final time in Chicago before we go to Atlanta. So we're just really, really happy about this go-round of the production.
That is so exciting. Going down to Atlanta. When are you going down to Atlanta?
First quarter 2010. So we're just gearing up for that. So first quarter 2010 we'll be there. But I just want to say thank you so much, Sonia. I have to get back to rehearsal. I appreciate you. Keep getting the word out about black businesses. And Tori, I appreciate you as well. Tori has done my marketing for years, so, and I keep utilizing him, so I want people to know that Bean Soup Times, you know, is definitely a marketing tool that everyone needs.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, Tori.
No, I can say thank you, Kenya. We love you. We appreciate you not only using us, but letting other folks know how passionate we are about helping you get the word out. We definitely love you.
No problem. I got to get out of here, you guys. But thank you. I appreciate you, and have a good evening.
You too, Kenya. Have a wonderful evening. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good night. Good night. That was Kenya Reese who joined us. She came out of rehearsal for The Cycle. We're going to let you know once again, The Cycle is being performed October the 10th at the Museum of Science and Industry. Call her at 773-406-7663 to get your tickets. We're getting close, and they're going to be sold out. Tori, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to come back with you in a few minutes. I thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
This is Sonia Perdue. I'm your host for CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate each and every one of you for being with us this evening.
A successful special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size your special event may be.
Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. At Andy Clyde's, world-class service for our clients is standard. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists, and makeup artists, favors, daily plans for guests, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations.
Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. We are not locked in by guidelines passed down by corporate. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as dream weavers because we listen to what you want and get it done.
Our specialties are the vacation packages. Visit our website at www.andyclides.net to see examples of what sets our services above others.
And remember, at Andy Clyde's, we are your
And this is Sonia Perdue. I'm your host for CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. Our guest this evening is Tori Muhammad, founder of Being Soup Times and the author of You Can Succeed in Tough Times. Are you there, Mr. Muhammad?
I am here.
Absolutely. Kenya is wonderful, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. She is truly a gem, not only for Chicago, but for this country with her, talent and her commitment to providing some knowledge along with the entertainment.
It absolutely is. And this takes a lot of work. Well, she's done 11 performances going to Atlanta. People don't realize it takes a lot of work and energy. These things are not easy. We're hard-working people. Let's talk about what you do. Chicago born and raised, huh?
Right. South Side.
That's right. That's right. Now, I know you went to Lynn Bloom, and I did, too, in different eras, totally different eras. but I wanted
different.
To know.
They weren't too different.
They weren't too different. Oh, they were a little bit different. I think I was out of college and almost 90 by the time. No, I'm kidding. But anyway, did you go to high school? You know, our website is dedicated to Harold Washington. Were you in high school when he was mayor?
I sure was. I was in eighth grade when he was first elected. I still remember the Be My Valentine buttons that people were wearing at that time. So I remember, and so pretty much all my high school years, except for my senior year, he was the mayor.
And I rarely talk to people who was in that age group during his reign. How did that affect you as a young man?
Well, you know, it was the most, I don't know if I should say surreal, but it was real strange that he had such an impact on me without ever, you know, really having any direct message or conversation with me and my peers. Just his presence in terms of the sophistication and really, we didn't use the term back then, but the swagger in which he had when he became the mayor, and seeing him at a press conference, really, you know, using his intelligence to, and I couldn't really even understand the total argument or what was really going on, but I just knew that this black man was using some very good words.
I know what you mean.
Saying what was going on with him. So he did have an impact in just giving me a little bit more enthusiasm about the future and knowing that I could accomplish what I put my mind to.
You know, when I saw what age group you were in, that kind of crossed my mind because I know what effect he had on me as an adult female, black female. It was pride. It was confidence. It was something that you saw, but not to the degree that he had it.
Right.
Because he carried, like you said, you got his swagger. He carried it because he had it.
Right.
There weren't many who could compete with him intellectually anyway.
Right. That's right. That's right.
So he was a strong man. And coming out of an era, you still graduated, you know, in the late 80s, coming out the 70s, which was not that long before you, you know. Still had a lot of issues unresolved as we do today, but he came up out of that era, so that makes him very different. But I just wonder how young black men were looking at him and watching him at that time back then. Those figures, and I think, Tori, that speaks to how important that black male figure is.
Right.
Like you say, you didn't even know him. I mean, he didn't touch you. I mean, you may have never even been in a room with him or at a press conference, not at a press conference, but, you know, in the auditorium where he was. I don't know. But how that affects the young psyche, just that presence. Just that presence does. Let's talk about, and we realize that everyone is on the phone line, and we so appreciate you calling in, and we're going to take every call. So please stay with us. We're talking to Tori Muhammad. Being Soup Times And we're going to talk about your book now, How You Can Succeed in Tough Times. Tell us about your book, Tori.
Well, basically, this book was born out of an experience that I had earlier this year at George Frazier's Power Networking Conference. And it was born because of my inspiration. I just watched George Frazier and the whole conference and how he put it together. And it was really in contrast to the fearfulness and the concern that a lot of people have and had about the recession and the economy. He brought a bunch of people together. People spent a lot of money in terms of corporations and individuals. And I was trying to figure out, you know, how could he pull this off when everyone else is scaling back and people, you know, who were doing national conferences were canceling them and, you know, making online web conferences and, you know, everyone was scaling back, and how was he able to push forward and have more people in attendance than he had before? And I walked away with a few key things that really inspired me, so I wanted to, you know, make that inspiration available to everybody, and hopefully we can, you know, come out with the idea when we read my book that you can succeed in tough times, and we don't have to continue to be concerned and worried about the future. If we, you know, have faith and we work hard, then we can make things happen within our community.
Because the bottom line, we've had tough times before. But anyway, so, you know, you figure out how to get through them. But there's certain things that we should be doing, and probably more so in tough times. Tell us one thing that you took out of that conference with you.
Well, the first thing, it's like you said, we've been through tough times before. The conference started, although you had a lot of successful millionaires and multimillionaires there and folks who have done great things in business, the conference started off with a recognition and remembrance of our ancestors and remembering that we have come through a tremendous amount of challenges and pitfalls and obstacles, but we remain strong and we continue to move forward. And, you know, while we have achieved various things in the way of arts and entertainment and even in politics, you know, where we haven't really done what we could do is in business. We don't have the economic power that we should, although we have the economic potential. You know, there's so much that we spend every year that we can start redirecting that money in a proper place. So one of the first things that I walked away with is that, you know, you can be yourself and be who you are as a black man and as a black woman, and be able to also be a captain of industry and not, you know, wait for anybody's permission to go into business and be successful.
All those things are absolutely true. And I want to touch on one of the things that you said. You said that we do absolutely have the economic potential, but we haven't brought that to the forefront. If we all look around America, at the American landscape, where are our skyscrapers? Where are our huge, massive real estate complexes? Where are our huge retail facilities? Where are our senior citizen facilities built? Where are our retail meccas, our mega malls? Where is our money? Where is our economic base? Where can you point to our skyscrapers? Can you do that, Tori? I can't.
Nope.
And that's a sad thing.
That's part of our dilemma, and that's why I love what you do, and the value of it is so important to promote and market black-owned businesses, because it is critical to our survival that we get into business. We get into business for economic power, for independence and freedom, and to be able to, you know, take care of our communities. We, like you were saying, we spend enough every year as a community across this nation that if we cycled that money and recycled it more within our communities, within our own networks, then we would be crying out less for help and assistance for anything that we need. So if we, you know, if you played a game and you had everybody was in business and everybody spent money with each other, then we would keep the money. But, you know, we got caught up in the game in the wrong way, and so now we earn money, but then we, you know, we give it right back out. So it doesn't circle in our community and it doesn't strengthen our community.
Like you said, we got caught up in the game in the wrong way. We sure did. But it's hard to turn that around, Mr. Muhammad. It's hard to turn that around. But we try, person by person, step by step, show by show. You know, because I say, come on the show, tell us about your product. I mean, they're coming. It's just very difficult. Come and tell us about your product. You never know who's listening. You don't know who you might connect with. Come tell us. Come tell us. It's like, no, I'm not going to tell anybody about what I do. I'm not getting that because I go tell everybody about what I do. I go tell everybody. UNICEF, United Negro College Fund, I was out there. I was at every booth. I ran out of tickets. I'm just trying to set an example. I don't know everything about business. I'm just a little bit older. Maybe I've been a little around a little bit more. I don't know everything, but you don't know much yourself, so you got to be willing to learn. You got your ebook out there. I looked through your ebook. There's a lot of different steps. It's more like a learning book. You can't sit down and just read it all at one time. That's what I felt. You need to kind of like study it a little bit. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about your book?
Yeah, well, definitely. It's something that, you know, it's small enough that you can, you know, read through and one sitting and get the idea of it. But like you're saying, there are some great key steps in there that you can that you need to digest and get the lesson and put it into practice. I think that probably the most important thing in there is to understand that knowledge is the new currency, and with modern technology, you can take advantage of that to create additional income for yourself.
Absolutely, absolutely. Tori, tell them how they can get your book. How can they get your book?
Oh, well, folks can go to my website, beansouptimes.com, and you'll see an advertisement for the book on the right-hand side of the website. That's BeanSouptimes.com, beansouptimes.com.
And you did something with your ebook. As a matter of fact, you did something for everybody who purchases your ebook. If they purchase your ebook, they can sell it themselves, can't they?
That's right, right. Folks, you know, that's one of the remarkable things about the internet and about online marketing is that, you know, you can have a body of knowledge and you can find people who like you, who follow you, who trust you, who will support you in things that you produce. So I made it available for folks. It's only $5, and you could go in there and get some of those tips and make that money back overnight if you, you know, if you were so inclined, and if the if all the forces were lined up in your favor. But you definitely can do it, and I wanted to make it available because, of course, the more people read it, then the more people will get the message, the more people will be inspired. And I think that, you know, it definitely there's some information in it that folks can use immediately to, you know, figure out how they can make their way with whatever their body of experience and knowledge is.
And the price is right, people. I mean, don't try to reinvent the wheel. I mean, there's a lot of information in this ebook for you. And the $5 is such a minimal cost for what you're going to get. And then you're going to pass the information forward. And you're going to use the information to hopefully make more money. That's what it's all about. You know what I want to do? This is Sonya Perdue CBBN on Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking to Tori Muhammad, founder of Bean Soup Times and the author of You Can Succeed in Tough Times, and we need all the advice we can get. And we also need the right advice. Isn't that right, Tori? Because there's a lot of stuff out here. Whew. There's a lot of stuff out here that just will not make you 2 cents. It's just not going to work. All these little links, I keep saying that because it's just driving me crazy. I think they call them MLMs. All these, and I have a couple of them, but you know, I have King's Battlefield, which is an African American inventor. He's got a patent for a newer chessboard. But it's not an MLM. It's a real viable product that you sell. You know, you don't make $2 for every click off of it. They just selling all this stuff, Tori. They're about to drive me crazy. They're selling me everything. You know they call me a lot. I don't know if they call you a lot. They're selling me everything, Tori. I can't buy all those things, you know. But they don't really have and maybe I'm wrong to say, because maybe they believe these products are viable and they're going to make $60,000 off of it in 6 months. I'm not sure. But I think we have to speak a little bit more to really get you a viable product and a viable industry and work on something that's really, really going to put you out there. You can't live off of making 2 cents a click. I don't think you can. You really have to be clicking something to make some money off a nickel a click and that type of thing. But it's going on out here. This is what I'm going to do, Tori. We have some people on the phone lines that have their little hand raised, and I guess they have questions, and I'm going to give them right to you. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. Let's go to caller number 3690. You're on the line. Who's on 3690? You're on the line, 3690. Did you have a question or comment? I can't hear. Let me try another one. Let me see who else. Caller 7422. Caller 7422. You're on the line. Do you have a question for Mr. Muhammad? Tori, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you.
Something's going on with my switchboard. Let me see what's going on. Hold on 1 second for me. 7422, you're on the line. Can you hear me? Isn't that wonderful? I got callers. I got a full switchboard, and now I can't talk to him. You know, Blog Talk is something else. Let me try it again. 7422, you on the line. Can you hear me? I'm going to go to a commercial. Let me see what I can do. This is Sonya Perdue with CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to be right back with you.
God, 'cause he for real, he's so for real. Others may not.
This is Sonya Perdue, your host for CBBN on Blog Talk Radio, and that was Sylvia Frederick, and that was a friend from her CD, Sisters Under God's Construction. And we want to thank each and every one of you for joining us. Our guest this evening is Tori Muhammad, author of You Can Succeed in Tough Times. Are you with us, Tori?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me try and go to the phone lines once again. You're coming through. Let's see what's going on with them. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. If you wish to come on the air, if you have a comment, if you'd like to participate, or you have a question, please press 1, and we'll try and bring you on the air. I do apologize for the technical difficulties. 7422, you're on the air. Who's on 7422? Not coming through. Either they can't hear me or there's something going on with them. Let me try again. Caller 3690, are you there?
Hi, this is Valerie.
Valerie, how are you doing this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Valerie Grant is our co-host, and she is the owner of By Design. Did you have any comments or questions for Mr. Muhammad this evening?
No, I don't, but I'm Valerie Gordon. I'm the owner of JVIU Unlimited Services.
Oh, Valerie Gordon. I know. I am so sorry. I know who you are. You know, Valerie's area code is 630. I'm just working hard here, girl. Tell us about your industry. You have a board of business. You're a new member on Chicago's Black Business Network, correct?
I am a member. Yes, I am. We do have a board of business, and we also have JBIU Unlimited Services, which is a service-based company that we provide services to commercial, industrial, and residential properties.
What services do you provide to commercial, residential properties?
We work primarily, Inland U.S. Management is like one of our major clients where we do the strip malls for them. It could be anything from sticking a screw into a door or pulling up the drain lines. It depends on whatever they need. Residential signs, the same thing. It's anything that a client needs. We have a jack of all trades.
Oh, okay. So all types of maintenance. And are you doing construction also?
Yes, we do construction as well. And if it's anything... If you're dealing with needs, or, you know, your house, roof, anything, we have jack-of-all-trades. We have technicians that are equal to expertise and experience.
So are you, your name is Valerie Gordon, are you a general contractor?
Yes, we are.
You are a general contractor. How long have you been in business?
We've been in business for 5 years.
Okay, okay. And is this your company, Ms. Gordon?
Yes, it is.
Well, you go ahead. How did you get your training to do this?
I started out with my father. I was growing up as a little girl. I watched him do many things, and it's a family-based business where, you know, it grew out to be more than what we expected, but, you know, we started there with my father.
Isn't that wonderful? It grew to be more than you expected. That's
more
wonderful,
expected.
Mr. Hubbard.
Right.
That doesn't happen that often. It is beautiful. We love that. We love that. Now, how can we get in contact with you? How can the members get in contact with you?
They can contact us at 630-910-3690, which is our phone line, 888-458-5248, or they can visit our website, and that's at http://JBIUUnlimitedServices.home.comcast.net. We're 24 hours, 7 days a week service.
I've been to your website. That border business should be kind of big now, isn't it?
It's okay. I mean, with everything, you know, you being a black-owned small business, it's challenging. But we take on challenges. So it's okay. It's thriving for 5 years and going.
I got you. Marcus Rogers on our site. I think I sent you an email. We're speaking to Valerie Gordon. I think I sent you an email to contact him because he was asking where are all the contractors. Did you speak with Marcus? I'm not sure what he was looking for or what he was trying to connect about. Did you have an opportunity to speak with him?
I didn't get a chance to see anything about a Marcus, but I will go back and view it.
Okay. I really thought I sent you an email. I remember you coming on, either it was in my mind to say she's in this business. I should hook her up with Marcus Rogers. But he's on the site, Marcus Rogers, And okay. he had did a blog asking, where are all the contractors? Well, when you came, I saw that you were a contractor, so you and he should probably get together and see what it is that you're doing. I'm not quite sure exactly everything that he does. I know he's in the greening business. I don't understand everything about that.
Okay.
But it's a pretty nice organization that he has here in Chicago. But that's what he was looking for, and he may have been looking for black contractors to do something with this organization. I'm not sure if you've gone through the website and looked at what the members are doing there. You've been in business around. Do you know Lytle Pittman? He's a plumbing contractor in Chicago.
I personally don't know Lytle, but I'm pretty sure my father's name is Lorenzo Gordon. He most likely knows each and, you know, a lot of people, so I'm pretty sure he probably would know.
He probably would know, huh?
He probably would know. He's a very busy man. He knows a lot of people.
Is he really? And
he
Bronzeville
is.
Green is on there. He has something to do with housing. You may want to speak with him also.
Okay.
But, you know, Ms. Gordon, go through the site. You're a new member. Are you any other names?
We're either on the JBIU Unlimited Services Incorporated or on the Just Boarded Up. So if you look anywhere in there, you'll find us.
Okay. Because we just go in and look and find the people. I tell people it's not the quantity.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Ms. Muhammad wants you to come over and join Bean. Are you on Bean Soup Times?
No, I'm not. That's something new. I was listening tonight. You guys mentioned Bean Soup Time, and that's something I'm definitely interested in.
He's Chicago-based also, so go over there and sign up for Bean Soup Times also.
Okay.
Some people are signed up with both, but on both networks there are people that are not on other ones. You'll find, and it's Chicago-based, so that's where you need to be in the ones that are Chicago-based. You'll find you some more customers over there.
Okay.
But that's what we do. Now you know what we're about, Ms. Gordon. We want you to come back to the show, too. And we want you to come back to the show and talk about what you do. Because people, what you do and what you got the 5 years of experience with,
okay.
People need to be advised on that. So I want to get together with you. And let's find out what Marcus is actually into. I know it's construction. It has something to do with housing. I know that it does. And he trains people.
Oh, that's nice.
You all may find something really going here. I remember seeing that on this site. You know I got 500 people, but I do know a little bit about some of them.
I see but, you're very knowledgeable about it. Everybody seems like that's good.
But let's see. You and he talk, and then maybe you and I can talk next week. I see your number showing up on my board. I'm going to put this down. And maybe we can see what we can do because you know I'm into this thing for youth jobs and trainings for youth. And any information we can get out as to how they get to do what you do. It's not easy, and it takes years of training. We know that.
Exactly.
But they still need to know that it's a possibility.
Exactly. Everything's a possibility.
Absolutely. Why don't you give our listeners your call-in numbers again, your telephone numbers again.
Okay. Once again, it's JBIU Unlimited Services or either Just Boarded Up. We are a 24-hour service company. Any emergency arise 24 hours a day, give us a call at 888-458-5248.
I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us, and we'll talk in the upcoming week and see if we can put together a show for you.
Okay, thank you too, Mr. Purdue.
You can stay on the line and listen to us, but I'm going to put you on mute now. This is Sonya Purdue, Chicago's Black Business Network, with Tauri Muhammad of Bean Soup Times. And getting you new members. Let's see who else is on the line. Caller 1596, the last four digits, 1596. This is Sonya Purdue. You're on the line with Sonya Purdue and Tauri Muhammad, who's on the line.
Hi, this is State Rep Connie Howard. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Ms. Howard. How are you? We appreciate you calling in.
My pleasure. I wanted to congratulate Mr. Muhammad. I'm a member of the Bean Soup Times website, and I drink from my Bean Soup Times mug. I have often heard that we have no black businesses in Chicago, but what is this I hear about there being, is it 4,000 or 40,000? What is the figure in Chicago? Does anybody know?
I'm not sure what the figure is in Chicago. And there may well be 40,000. I think 40 is high. But they may well be 40,000 in Chicago.
Okay, so then why is it that, you know, what kind of businesses are they? It seems to me that they got to be some kind of business that somebody is using or they won't be able to stay in business. And is there some way we can learn about what they are, if they are manufacturing, producing the kind of goods and services that we need? Is there something that we can go to find out about them all?
I think that's a viable question. That's a very good question. I don't have that figure. I think 40,000 sounds high, but it may well be. And I think your question gets to the core of the issue. What are those businesses? What are those businesses? Because if you look at the South Side and the West Side in some areas, you don't see us in the businesses. But yeah. I think the type of businesses that we have and that I see, a lot of people work out of their homes, and we don't know what they're doing. A lot of people, there's not so much construction companies or licensed contractors, but a lot of people have companies where they go out and fix properties. And we don't see them. They're not licensed contractors and that type of thing. The food industry, maybe. We have a lot of little restaurants, not as many as you would see on North Avenue, but we do have a lot of little restaurants. Cars. There are a lot of men who work on cars. There are a lot of mechanics. Mm-hmm. They're not the type of businesses maybe that are totally licensed that you may be able to track, but people are surviving, and they're doing something.
Yeah.
And we're not all on public welfare and unemployment, that type of thing. But they're doing something out here. But that's a very viable question. Where are they? Because go ahead, Tori.
Well, say I know. Well, first of all, I got to give much love and respect to the Honorable State Rep, Constance Howell. We definitely, you know, love your spirit and your work ethic and your commitment to keeping people informed. Whether it's, you know, trying to make sure people know about job opportunities, helping people who are coming out of the legal system in different ways, and helping them get back, you know, and acclimated and finding work. So we definitely love what you do, and I think that, you know, to deal with the issue, it's, I know there are about a million businesses nationwide that are supposed to be black owned.
So
I know Chicago probably has a nice chunk of it. It may be around 40,000, but I think in many ways we black businesses face the problem of marketing. There's a marketing war going on. There's a battle for our hearts and our minds and our pocketbooks and our wallets. And so we often come on a short end because that's the first thing that black-owned businesses often cut in the budget is marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the last thing that we put in the budget is marketing. And for some reason we haven't, you know, reached that idea and that understanding that we really have to market and promote and push our product to the point where we're uncomfortable about promoting our product so much. And we don't have to go and spend thousands of dollars on radio and television. We just have to really, you know, go where we are and start word-of-mouth campaigns, email and online marketing campaigns. We can do it with the technology that we have. But what I see is a lot of black businesses don't really aggressively market and promote their business, so we don't know about them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. And Sonia, is it?
It's Sonia Perdue, yes, ma'am.
Ms. Perdue, I don't know if you know about the fact that I get a lot of information about employment opportunities, and I heard you talk about the fact that you're interested in youth and jobs, and not all of the jobs I get are probably things that youth can apply for, but I want to make sure that I give you the information about how to get to the website where I put these jobs. Do you have an email address?
Yes, it's Chicago's Black Business Network at gmail.com.
Okay, I will send that to you then.
That would be wonderful. That would be wonderful. And send that and send your contact information, and maybe we can set up a show for you. because that's what we do. I was telling a young lady, I'm doing one show a week, but as I look at the amount of information, and Tori knows, and he and what he's saying, you almost need a radio show marketing class for your Bean Soup Time people. They understand that they need to grow and something that they need to do, but they're falling short of it.
Right. And, you know, I think some of it, I think we really, you know, because there's so much information out here and there's so many people. I run into people who, you know, I ask them, are you online marketing your business? And they say, well, no, and I know I should be, and, you know, I just haven't gotten around to it. But they have, you know, three teenage children at home. They have, you know, friends who are always telling them about being online. So, you know, I think part of it is really we have to, you know, step out of the comfort zone and know that we can be successful, we can be champions in business, and we can be really on top of our fields if we believe in ourselves. But it seems like some of us, we have a self-destructive attitude. So, you know, I think along with the marketing class, we need, you know, we need some one-on-one encouragement, that, you know, to let each other know that we love each other, we respect each other, and we're going to help each other be successful in business and give each other the support that we need.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk to both of you this evening. I'm going to get your book if I knew where to get it. Is there an application online, Mr. Muhammad?
Yes, ma'am. It's right there. When you go to beansoupTimes.com,
okay.
It's on the right-hand side. And, you know, I would be honored for you to have it. And, you know, like I said before, you know, your work ethic and your ability, Sonya, the information that she sends out about jobs and just all kind of stuff is just wonderful. And the state rep stays on top of being online and keeping in touch with folks. I mean, I absolutely love you and respect you so much.
Aw, shucks. Thank you.
Y'all
take care.
You know, Just the fact that you took the time to call in, we're appreciative of you. We hope to talk to you very soon. Thank you for joining us.
I'll still be on.
Have a good evening.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. This is Sonya Perdue of Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com and Tori Muhammad of Bean Soup Times, and we're having a great, great evening. And let's not stop, Tori. Let's go to the phone lines and see who else is on there. How about
right.
that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's go. Yeah. Caller number 9840. This is Sonya Perdue. You're on the line. Who are we speaking to?
You're speaking to yours truly, Boise.
Boise, it's always a pleasure to hear from you. How you doing?
Okay. And I just wanted, I'm not going to dominate the phone lines tonight because I know you've got a lot of calls. I just tuned in. And just wanted to congratulate Mr. Muhammad. I'm going to try to pick up a copy of that book on Tough Times.
Now, are you a member of Bean Soup Time?
No, I'm not, and I'm thinking very, very seriously about getting in there from what I've heard tonight.
And you can go over there, and you can find a copy on there. You can get your copy on there. But Mr. Muhammad?
Yes, ma'am.
Meet Boise Queen.
How are you, Mr. Muhammad?
Excellent, sir. I appreciate your spirit, and I definitely hope that, you know, you can get the book and find some value in it. I would love to hear, you know, get your feedback.
Right.
You know, think about it.
Okay. And I also just wanted to let your previous caller, I forgot her name. She's a state representative.
Rep. Constance Howard.
Right. I'm one of the black businesses that she probably does not know about. Okay. Talent Aid Promotions Entertainment. Okay. And she's still listening to let her know that we are a full-service live entertainment referral and booking resource. And myself, I'm a CEO and co-founder of Talent Aid Promotions Entertainment. I'm also a concert pianist and composer.
Oh, wow.
And we do all kinds of events, black tie, fundraisers, dinners, holiday events, birthday parties, weddings, all kinds of stuff, okay? And it's all live, okay? My website is www.boisequeen.unim webcenter.com. And our phone number, we have a new 1-800 phone number now, toll-free, is 800-613-3820. And you can call in anytime to get more valuable information or either tune in to our website, in which basically we have, it's a free music website, and we don't charge for download or even to play the music, okay? It's one of the few businesses on the online of the type that we do that don't charge. So basically, I just wanted to make that known. We are also, I am also on Facebook as well.
Yes, sir.
I'm on Facebook, and we also have a MySpace page.
You're covering all the bases, aren't you?
You can
go on and on.
Right. Well, okay. Well, no, I just want to, you know, just say hello and let Mr. Muhammad know that basically he has an interested business owner as a caller that's interested in what he has available. Because basically marketing has been a very, very tough challenge for the type of business that I'm in. Extremely tough.
Uh-huh. That's not what I meant. You could go on and on. I mean, as far as the Facebooks, the MySpaces, there's so many of those. And, Tori, where do you stop? I mean, Digs and Follow Me and what goes on with this? Is there a point that we should just stop signing up for them, or do we just sign up for all 100 of them? I looked at that. It's like you could just be on a million sites. How do we discern how we pick a site to be on, you know?
Right, right. It can be a challenge, but, you know, you just have to think about it in the same way. I think that how does the phrase go, you know, the man says, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
So, okay.
You know, kind of start with, you know, the people who are around you and the people who that you have the most contact with, what places are they at? And so you talk now, a lot of people are on Facebook. A lot of people are on Twitter. A lot of people are on LinkedIn. And all of them, you know, provide a little different value for a business owner. So you start where your clients are and your potential clients are. So that's the first thing you can do, so that you know you're targeting, you know, the right social medias based upon where your current and your potential clients are. And then from there, you know, you kind of want to attach it to your overall strategy. So, for example, if, you know, you are trying to reach more of a national audience and you're trying to reach people who, you know, stay in touch and in tune with current events, then that'll dictate, you know, going to your Dig or your other social media networks that on your blogs and focusing on, you know, who's at those sites, you know. But it's really just like anything else that's offline. If, you know, you want to look at where your clients are and how you can reach them in the most effective way. The great thing about all the social networks is, you know, as opposed to going to a live networking event, you have to kind of keep going and make sure you don't miss people. With social media, you can set up your profile and, you know, and kind of monitor it in a less aggressive and a less, you know, a much easier way, I should say. And you can kind of, you know, keep certain contacts going and keep those important links, even if you can't meet somebody for coffee or have a lunch with them, then you could at least reach out via Facebook or Twitter or MySpace and stay in touch and kind of keep up with each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's some great information. Yeah. I think one of the most important things you said was right at the beginning, Tori, that look at what's around us. Sometimes we don't utilize the sources that are right around us or the people or our contacts that are right here. We out there trying to get 10,000 people on Facebook, but we forget to reach around us. That's a very valuable point that you made right there. This is Sonia Perdue. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to wrap up. I agree, and the thing is, when I started my website back in 2002, I didn't have a thing on it.
Uh-huh.
I built it piece by piece by piece.
Wow.
I built it piece by piece. Right now, at the time that I started back in 2002, 2003, I was lucky to have 24 visitors a month. Now I'm averaging. And this is an average. I'm averaging over 900 visitors a month on that site.
That's wonderful.
Over 900. And the thing is, I found a good niche, is the links. Okay? The links will increase your search engine. That is a very important commodity for your website to market. I started building that website by putting viable links on there, links that had high search engine ranking in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And once you put in the AdWords and so forth and those links and so forth, you don't need to spend a whole lot of money. Like, for instance, I had musicians come to me, I got a website, and I spent $4,000 or $5,000 on my site to try to market what I do, and that site's been up for about a year and two years and so forth, and I'm getting less than 100 people a month on there. And I go on those sites, and I said, what you need, they're ready to spend another big bundle on these search engine ranking, which I consider not all of them are legitimate, okay? What they need to do is find some viable links. For instance, social network sites, for instance. Okay, build your links with social network sites and other links on there that have high search engine ranking, that have high traffic. Okay, and you can take your website and ride up the ladder just on those alone in the search engine rank. That's what built up my visitorship on my site. At least it started it.
You see,
a lot of people don't know that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people don't know that. I've seen some of the most fabulous musician sites out there, okay? Some of the slickest sites there is, but nobody's visiting it. You just spent all this money putting up a slick site without that search engine ranking. You're just another name in a Chicago phone book. You know, you've got to, if you have to start building your site with some viable links that have greater ranking than you do, and build on those.
I'm going to take that and run with it, Boise. I want to say this to you. We're going to take another caller.
Okay, right.
I'm going to say a couple of things to you. Tori Muhammad, Boise Queen is not your average piano composer. You should listen to some of his work on our site. He is beyond and above that. I want you to listen. I'm in the show with one of his songs. I did upload Grace Deals in the Rain. I want to do that. So
okay.
I'm in the show with one of his songs. He's not your average at all. Number two, Boise, would you like to see the cycle on October 10th? We have tickets for you if you would.
Yeah, how much are they?
No, there's a gift.
Oh, it's a gift. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, yes, I would. Yes, I would.
Would you like to see it? I was selling on my show to him.
Okay.
You know, I'm scandalous, but I'm not that scandalous. No, just bring yourself a winner. No, consider it a thank you for all your support.
Okay. All right, Sonia. Yeah, I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
I'm going to see you. Send me a private email with your address, and I'm going to send you two tickets to the cycle for October 10th.
Oh, okay.
I thank you so much, Boise, for calling in. We're going to take another caller, and I look forward to talking with you anytime. I really appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Have a good one. You too,
night.
Mr. Muhammad.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you very much. You you gave some good insight that people need to just definitely take advantage of.
This is Sonya Perdue and Tori Muhammad on CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. We have a few minutes left. If you get disconnected off of my switchboard, don't think that I'm just hanging up on you. I'm trying to move people up the switchboard so we can get as many calls as we can, okay? Tori, you don't know this, but I extended the show a half an hour because I had calls. Are you going to kill me? I extended the show a half an hour, but if you have something to do, you let me know. I don't want to hold you. I snuck that in on you, but I didn't want to miss the callers either, okay? Tori? Let's see, something happened to my switchboard. Tori, are you on the air? Let me go to a commercial. Something happened to the switchboard. See, God don't like ugly. So my switchboard messed up now. But I'm going back to the phones in a few minutes. I think I lost Tori, but by accident, totally by accident. He's gonna call back in, I'm sure. I'm gonna go to a commercial, and we're gonna be right back.
Na 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 na. I'm not a groupie that follows the band, and I'm no good at one night stand. But I did put the woo in woman, and I'm looking for a stepping man. Tell me, baby, can you? Right place. Dab on that perfume that sits on the shelf, and I look so fine I can wine and dine myself. But I put the woo in woman. I put the woo in woman. I put the woo in woman. And I'm looking for a stepping man. Like jelly, cause I grew this smooth as jam. When it's over, you'll be the one to tell me I put the woo in woman. I put the woo in woman.
In woman.
I put the woo in woman.
In woman.
Yeah, I put the woo in woman. Be discreet. I'm an old-fashioned girl, a one-man free. So I don't need a man that hits and miss. Cause I can put lipstick on and give myself a kiss. Cause I put the woo in woman.
In woman.
Yeah, I put the woo in woman.
In woman.
Yeah, I put the woo in woman. Much time to live. I wonder why, when I have so much love to give. But tonight I'm not looking for romance. Tonight all I wanna do is dance, dance, dance. Cause I put the woo in woman.
In woman.
Yeah, I put the woo in woman.
In woman.
Yeah, I put the woo in woman.
In woman.
just you and me. Wooing woman, step, step, 1, 2, 3. Baby, just you and me. Wooing woman, I put the wooing woman. Yeah, I put the wooing woman. I put the wooing woman. I put the wooing woman. Chicago, Super Dave and Carol, you know you're some bad steppers. D.C., Minnesota, L.A., and anywhere else you're stepping, I want you to know that be it right or be it wrong, I'm so good I turn my own self on. So keep on stepping. I love you.
This is Sonya Purdue, Chicago's Black Business Network, and Tori Muhammad with Being Soup Times. Tori, are you there?
I'm here.
I am so sorry. I'm just maneuvering this blog talk radio. I'm something else, Tori. I clicked off the wrong person. But anyway, I want to thank you for joining us this evening. You know, I did extend the show. If you have somewhere to be, you can always let me know. But I wanted to be sure I got to all the callers, and I meant to tell you that when I clicked on it. It's like 20 minutes left on the show. Well, can you stay with us a couple of more minutes?
I can, yes.
That's wonderful. I want to make one announcement because I don't want to pass this up. And there's a business-to-business expo tomorrow evening for small business owners at the Illinois Institute of Technology, and it is free. It's September 30th, Wednesday, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. I went online right before I came on the show, and there were about 20 tickets left. And they're going to have a lot of different people. They're accounting people. People talk about marketing, sales, strategy. And you may want to go to www.b2bxpo.org. That's the letter B, the number 2, the letter B, xpo.org, and just click on the information and sign up for a ticket. It's free. There's a buffet. There's refreshments, and that's from 4 to 8. That's quite a long time, but it is a business seminar this evening. You may want to go over there. I'm going to stop by and see what's going on. If you can get to the website, call Terry at 773-769-1992. 773-769-1992. We just can't have enough information, can we, Tori? I mean, it's out there, and we have to ascertain what is good information and what is bad information.
That's right.
It's so much out there. And like Boise was saying, we need to know the right things to do. To spend that, I didn't know people spent that kind of money for websites. I personally didn't. But to spend that type of money for something that's absolutely not working for you, you kind of fail to do your research. Isn't that correct, John? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely right. You have to know, you know, what your purposes and goals are starting off. And I think that's why people, you know, get afraid of doing marketing, because you need to, you know, take the time and do your research. But, you know, if you keep stuff simple and you don't spend a lot of money for something that you think is going to attract a whole bunch of people, make the money first. Start creating. I think, you know, a lot of times we want to start off as a million-dollar business, and we want to be there immediately so we don't go through the growth process that we need. We want to wait and save and put all of our money and make sure everything is perfect and right. And everybody doesn't, you know, you can't start off a business like that. You got to grow. And so you start off with where you need to be and you keep growing step by step.
And, you know, I think a lot of small business owners, some of these people have been out here a long time. They've had their small businesses a long time. I'm not sure what year did you start Bean Soup Time?
I actually started in March of 2001.
Oh, my goodness.
I sure did. I started off with 50 emails to friends and family, and I really started it as a hobby. I didn't really begin to really look at it as a viable business and something that I could do full-time until many years later. It was just I had a desire to help people get their message out, and I wanted to, you know, use a variety of means to do it. So I just started getting out there and doing.
That sounds great. Well, you've got the experience. You definitely do. And let's take another caller. Caller number 7422, you're on the line. This is Sonya Perdue with CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. Who's on the line?
I hope you can finally hear me.
I can finally hear you.
Ooh.
Mr. Hill.
All praises to the creator, for real. I have been calling in since 6:59.
Wow. And
yeah, I keep everything imaginable has happened. I even had to run and walk my dog because she was sick. I was like, come on, all the forces in the world cannot line up against. But you know me, I don't care. I'm going to keep on.
Mr. Hill, it's just the rough roll of the week for you, isn't it, Mr. Hill?
Man, you know the untold story, so you know, Sonya. So you know just how rough this day has been for me.
Well, Mr. Hill, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
See, for all the listening audience, we know each other, okay? Mr. Hill calls in every week. He's a great supporter of Chicago's Black Business Network. He also knows Tori Muhammad, so that's why we can be comfortable and relaxed like this. Mr. Hill, how you doing?
Blessed and highly favored, whether I believe it sometimes or not. Yes, I am. I want to thank Tori, first and foremost, for all the years of supporting La Diva's Chicago Catering and myself and Rochelle and her whole entire clan. It's been an honor to know Tori. It's been an honor to work with Tori. It's been an honor to be at his events. It's just, you know, on and on, because it truly is. And in tough times, I don't know if this story covers this in the book, you really know who your friends are. You have people you might know 40 years, and you might have called them a friend, but when you're down to your last nickel and a dime, that's when you know who your friends are.
That's right. And brother Hussein, man, we definitely feel the same way about you. You know, whenever somebody can, you can meet someone and they can immediately put some delicious, mouth-watering food in your stomach. I mean, you have made a friend for life. And so, you know, like the old saying goes, you can reach a man through his, how does it go? You can reach a man through his stomach. I forget whatever it is. La Diva's Catering can reach everybody, man, woman, and child, with the great food that they prepare for events.
And that's wonderful. Hussein works very hard. I mean, he does market. Anytime you say anything, because he understands the concept. He understands the concept that you get, especially free marketing. You never know who's going to listen. You just never, ever know who's going to listen. There's 9 other callers on this line. You don't know who these people are. I mean, you don't know who any of these people are. State Representative Howard called in. You don't know her, but she knows who you are now. She's still on the line. You don't know who these people are. That's why you have to constantly tell people, call in, talk to people. market. Tell people about who you are, because you don't know who's listening. The young lady who called in earlier about her board up service, you don't know if any of these people need board up services. You don't know what's going on. Now, that's the people that are on the line. We don't know the people who are listening from the radio link. You just don't know, you know. But say marketing to Hussein, and he knows how to market, and that's for sure. And for sure.
Well,
did you have any more comments for us? Okay, go ahead, Hussein.
You know I always have some more comments, unless I'd have to be on my deathbed not to have some more comments. I want to talk about the truth. And that would be I probably would be pitching on my deathbed, come to think of it. www.ledivas.com. Lee Divas, ledivas.com. There's a website address. We're another one, as Boise talked about, those black-owned businesses that are there and people don't know about. And I did a quick Google search. There are a million black-owned businesses, so it's a good possibility that there are more than 40,000. It could be easily 100,000 black-owned businesses in Chicago, because we're one of the bigger places. We are the biggest place for black entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. Right. And they're just not concrete. They're just not storefronts. They're different type of business. When we talk about business, they're not all brick and mortar, as they say. Let's do this, Hussein. We got your announcement here, and since you're here, let's play your announcement. Hold on.
In honor of our seventh year in business, LaDivas of Chicago Catering. That's www.ladivas.com. That's LEDIVAS. Would like to offer a 30% discount off all our goods and services for parties of 25 persons or more. In addition, LaDivas Catering is offering an additional 10% discount off all parties of 100 persons or more for a total of 40% off. These offers cannot be used in combination with any other offer. These offers expire on September 30th, 2009. So call us now at 773-536-5432. That's 773-536-5432. Today's message was brought to you by www.ledivas.com.
That's a great announcement from LaDivas. And the sale ends tomorrow, Hussein?
Yes, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do at the risk of getting killed, literally, by Rochelle. Only, and I mean only, for the people listening and for the Beans and Times people and for the Chicago Black Business Network people, I will extend that till 12/31/09, but only for y'all. Nobody else.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That sounds real good.
That's out of the love and respect I have for the both of you.
Yeah. Man, you know, and I definitely encourage folks to take advantage. Brother Hussein, we still get people who talk about our event at the Hot House some years ago. I think that was in 2004. That was 2004, and the food people still comment that, you know, that the whole atmosphere was wonderful, and they mentioned the food. You all did a wonderful job in not only providing great food, but being there and presenting it in such a professional way that, you know, when you're doing an event and you have food and you have talent and you have all these things to worry about, the last thing you want to do is worry about, is the food going to be there and be on time and be good? And I never had that worry or concern. It was just y'all, man. It was there, and that was one thing I didn't have to worry about. You know, after we, you know, got you all and signed the contract, and you all were on the team, man, you all did a bang up job.
Thank you so much.
Those are some powerful words. This is what we're gonna do, people. We're closing out. Believe it or not, it's been 2 hours, and it's been a wonderful show. I always like these shows. People call in, and, you know, they talk about things that are important to us, and we get information, and we all learn something, and we all meet somebody new. I just love it. when that happens. Last week's show was great, and I don't know if you know Hussein, but when I checked, I don't know where they came from. I had 400 hits on my show page for the last week. I don't know why or where. I need to track these things. I don't know where they came from. But as I say, these things are important, people. You have to let people know this is free. It's free now. But you have to let people know that you're here, that you're out here. You just have to let people know that you're out here. And we're providing a tool for you to do that, and we're not charging you for it. We're not charging you for it. We enjoy having you here. We enjoy your calling in and telling us about yourself. The 2 hours went so fast. Hussein, why don't you take a minute, 60 seconds, Hussein, wind up, and then we're going to go back to Tori, and then we're going to wind up the show.
I thank you so much because I need that exactly that 1 minute. First of all, I want to say hello to Boise Queen. And to thank him, because Boise Queen is the last member that I signed up for the Black Business Builders Club, which is a division of NBBTA, which is something that Tori is associated with, is also under me. And I'm going to get Sonia. I just got to figure out how to, I don't know if it's going to have to do pay alert, but I'm going to figure out some way to get around using PayPal to get Sonia too. It's simple. If you go on the web, www.blackbusinessbuilders.com?185. You can see that for yourselves. Everything you talked about tonight, as far as recycling the black dollar, as far as working with each other, as far as networking in hard times, go so far as to say the community aspect and looking out for your own community, those are the cornerstones of the National Black Business Trade Association, and I'm a proud member and been so for almost 4 years now. One thing I can think of to say is I have a show. I have always done it for 4 years, Creative Will, and I'll get to there January 15, 2010, to the fourth year, on the NBBTA Radio Network. And it's www.nbbta.org/channel2.htm. It's been my honor to have over 200 interviews, people like Angie Stone, Yolanda Adams, Hill Harper, some more. Christopher Play Martin and Elder Hicks, and it's really been a blessing, and would have never had that without NBBTA and a lot of faith. The people like Tori and others who have helped me through all these years. One last thing. I'm always preaching on my show anyway. Today it's sort of like it is Tuesday, so I want to also say that I agree 100% with what Sonia said. On my show today, I talked about the fact that I'm hurt by these, what I call youth, young urban terrorists. I hate to say that, but that's my people. And we have taken up in some ways where the Ku Klux Klan left off, and we're committing genocide on our own. And that hurts me every single time I think about it. And I started out a year before President Obama even thought about running for office in his corner and supporting him online. But I have to say that rather than being Copenhagen, he needs to come back to Chicago, because we need him here desperately, because we're under siege from our own.
Hussein, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
It's been my honor.
And we'll talk to you real soon.
I'm always around.
Okay. Tori Muhammad?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have some final words for our listeners?
Yes. Well, I would just, really encourage everyone, whether they are a consumer, whether they are a business owner, whether they're thinking about starting a business, that, we can look at our condition and we can come to an agreement that things will be different. If we accept the reality that we are all descendants of kings and queens, and we accept the reality that we can work together and we can create the kind of love and affinity that will produce the proper environment in our communities and our homes. If we focus on those positive things and work towards them, then the negative things will go away. We are children of the Most High God. We are descendants of kings and queens. And if we start talking to each other like that, from the elders to the youth, because it's not just the youth that call each other by derogatory terms. Most of the youth learned it from the elders. So if we start thinking about each other better, then maybe all of us would do better.
Those are some powerful words, Mr. Muhammad. I'd love to do this again real soon. I've absolutely enjoyed it. There's so many more things that we could just touch on, but we know we need to take breaks too. We could talk about your Morehouse experience. I looked at your credentials, and I think that's something that we need to talk about. We need to keep those experiences up front in front of young black men, because they don't hear those experiences enough. They don't hear us talk about those experiences enough from black men. And your time as a reporter on the final call. I want to talk about that, but we can always do this again, Tori. I appreciate it so much. You take the time to come over here with us.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so much. I definitely love what you're doing, and I love you, and I appreciate you having me on. I'll come on anytime you want me to, scheduling permitted. But I love the conversation, and I love the fact you have so many people on that we've done business with. And I think that reflects, it's a microcosm of what we could be doing across this city, folks working together, having good relationships, being professional. We can stimulate our own economy if we support our local black-owned businesses.
And we're going to keep doing it just like we're doing it. This is Tori Muhammad from Being Soup Times. We want to thank each and every one of you for joining us tonight. And, Tori, I'm getting ready to play Gray Steals in the Rain by Boise Queen, the composer and pianist you spoke with this evening, because I want you to know Boise Queen. Thank you so much for joining us, everyone. We love you.
Thank you so much.
Good night.